Good evening and welcome to our nightly TMZ web show hosted by yours truly, Trixie Kiddo. TMZ is your number one source for breaking the biggest stories in celebrity and entertainment news. Let's jump into our first story, shall we? Do you remember Miley Cyrus? It's been a while since she's been on the top music charts, but she seems to stay relevant through her wild parties and dating life. Last month, she was rumored to be dating Hollywood's favorite child cutie, Julia Butters. 13-year-old child actress was seen leaving Miley's house many times, but the pair never came out officially. And what I wouldn't give to see a girl-on-girl video with those two. Well, tonight, I have an exclusive sneak peek into one of Miley's elusive, exclusive, and private orgy parties. And people, this one is super spicy. She really came in like a wrecking ball with this one. Here's an anonymous video clip giving us a sneak peek into Miley's child orgy. So here's Miley in a skimpy bikini surrounded by hot little children. I don't think any of these party guests are over 18. Look at these barely dressed kids dancing and rubbing on Miley. What a pedo queen. Miley sure knows how to party. Now, rumor has it, she has a harem of sex trafficked children that are her sex slaves that live in her home. And all I gotta say, come on, Miley, invite me over, queen. Let me stay the weekend and enjoy your child harem with you. Also, don't forget, we've also all heard the rumors that Miley is a dominatrix, and we've gotten leaked photos of her dungeon and her mansion with little boys and girls in bondage, being spanked and tortured by this pedo dom. I'll never stop loving Miley for this reason here. Now, this next story is breaking celebrity news. The Smith family, Will Smith, Jada, and their two adult children, Willow and Jaden, have publicly announced that they are a committed, loving, incest family. We were told by Will Smith himself that they have been intimate as an incest family since their kids were little tykes. Will admits that his daughter and son are his, and no one else should be allowed to enjoy their bodies except him and his wife. He reports that he is actively trying to breed Willow so they can grow their incest family love. And I quote from Will Smith, "It's been too long since I've had a daughter to train and love with my daddy dick." Damn, Will Smith. Oh, now the Smith family, they are active and support the Inbreeding Dangers is Fake movement and fully believe incest love and sex is the most natural form of love and sex. I can't wait to see what gorgeous babies daddy and daughter procreate in the future. Now, McKenna Grace, Hollywood's teen cutie, came forward with some interesting gossip recently, giving detail of her experience on the set of Ghostbusters Afterlife with longtime Hollywood titans Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray. McKenna explained how Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray double-teamed raped her pretty much every day on set, and she was disgusted by their gap in age and relation to her. But she does admit that being a Hollywood star means you, and I quote, take disgusting old man dick. McKenna said that most of the time she was double-teamed by the Hollywood old geezers, and she was pretty much filled with their sperm in every scene. kind of makes me want to rewatch the movie. But she does admit that she does keep in touch with Bill Murray because even though he's older than her own dad, she loves role-playing and getting nasty with Murray. We contacted Bill Murray to get his side of the story, and he reported that McKenna is his good little teen slut that knows her place with him. I always figured Bill Murray was a nasty pedo pervert. He just has that look in his eye. Do you know what I mean? Now, a word from our sponsors. New and improved social media app, FuckTok. FuckTok is designed like long-lived TikTok app, but FuckTok is nastier, pervier, and designed for pedophiles. You must be 16 years old or younger to post on FuckTok, and all content posted are short clips of kids getting nasty. Download FuckTok to view kids around the world twerking bare and nude and spreading their little legs and exposing their underdeveloped child cocks and pussies. Cunny Cream, the number one pediatrician-approved vagina cream for your little girl. Did you get a little out of hand last night and stretch that cunny too far? Well, Cunny Cream to the rescue. This cream will tighten and heal a child's vagina back to its perfect child tightness. Grab a tube today. And now, back to our program. So Taylor Swift, she stays on our radar as being one of the most prolific child fuckers. She still heads one of the biggest fan clubs named Taylor's Army, where fans are required to be under 18 years old and they get to earn actual time spent with the talented singer. Boys and girls get chances to spend weekends at the star's home, where it's rumored that Taylor loves to teach them about sex and hypnotizes them to become even more obsessed with her. Taylor just came out with a top-selling single named Virginity Keeper, where she belts out her love of stealing virginities. There is a rumor swirling around about the one particular 13-year-old boy that has stolen her heart, and she hopes to ask his hand in marriage. I can't wait to see how this plays out. Now, Billie Eilish has come out public with information on her quick rise to fame because, you know, when she came out in the music scene, I mean, she just skyrocketed up. So she reported that she sold her sexual slavery to a big name music executive when she was just 14 years old. But there seems to be trouble ever since she and her brother Phineas came out publicly with their sibling incest love. Billy seems to be committed to her brother's love and is proud to live in a world now where she won't be judged for her incest love. Next story, Elon Musk. Elon Musk is still bragging about his private island being bigger and better than Epstein's former rape island. Elon boasts that his island inhabits thousands of little girls from ages 1 to 13. Proof that money can get you anything. Elon sells access to the island, or it does come free with a purchase of a Tesla. Honestly, I'm more excited about Elon's promise of a child brothel on the moon. It's rumored that he's already started making moves towards this project and promises full inhabitants on the moon no returning back here. I mean, think about it. Moon life with sexy kids around to be my little fuck toys? Yes, please. Now, Drake, he did it again. He released another child snuff porn video. This seems to be his newfound kink in life, raping little girls and snuffing them for clout. And honestly, I'm not hating it, Drake. That BBC murdering cock is life itself for me. God, they're some of my favorite videos. Now, Prince William. That's right, Prince William from the UK just left the US and left behind dozens of teen girls claiming they were happily sexually assaulted by his royal cock. A few of the girls actually reported to us that his wife, Kate Middleton, sits in the corner of the room filming her husband fuck teens. Honestly, I was kind of disappointed to hear she didn't participate. I would love to know Kate Middleton fucks teen girls. And now, more word from our sponsors. BBC Boys are the nation's trusted BBC pedo rental for your little princesses and princes. BBC Boys is a service where you are able to rent huge, massive, big black cocks for your little ones. Rent one or rent 10. BBC Boy gangbangs are turning out to be America's top child birthday present. Give your little princess her first big black cock gangbang. Want your child to take more of your cock? Buy jaw stretchers. This device is worn while your child is sleeping and is a retainer that stretches your child's jaw, enabling them to get their lips around the thickest of cocks. Do you need online counseling and encouragement to turn the fantasy of child sex into reality? Still struggling with adjusting to the new world of the new laws? Join our online counseling program named Do It, your number one source of encouragement of child sex. Clients of this service are guaranteed to be prepared to partake in both consensual and non-consensual child rape. Just do it. All right, you guys, Britney Spears is at it again. She has released another sex tape of her fucking a young kindergartner. Hot lesbian action. Her longtime fans believe she's trying to stay relevant and hip, but others believe she's been a secret lesbian pedo. Let me know in the comments what you think. Is she just trying to stay hip and cool by being a pedo slut? Or has she always been a naughty, secret lesbian pedo? Regardless, I am living for these sex tapes. The way Britney grinds those hips on those little faces. Oh my God, so fucking hot. Now, the network Bravo is releasing its third popular season of The Real Housewives and Husbands of Pedophilia. The trailers for the third seasons are red hot. Some of Orange County's hottest families of incest and child fucking. I am loving that they are including a single father who is on a mission of fucking every single little girl in Orange County, and I believe he will. I am rooting for you. And also, another hot release is coming out soon, The Bachelor Child Brides. This season has an eligible bachelor of 29 years old, with a choice of a dozen girls between the ages of 7 and 12 years old. Can you imagine pre-teen brides? Now tune in to ABC this Sunday. Cardi B Cardi B is one of the proud, self-proclaimed kitty fuckers out there. She takes to FuckTok, the new app designed to be like TikTok, but for sexualizing children. She took to FuckTok and she started a WAP challenge to all the little girls out there, asking every female FuckTok member to show their wet ass kitty pussies to the world. Let me tell you. Download this app now if you haven't and search the hashtag #KittyWAP. You will not be disappointed. In fact, I lady goon last night for hours to these videos. Ugh. Way to go, Cardi B. Love you, girl. Now, Hollywood bad boy Pete Davidson swears off women on Twitter and dedicates his life to little girls and being a pedo. His quote on Twitter, "Once you go young, you never go back." Facts, though. Pete's kitty porn sex tapes have already been leaked on all the major tube sites, and let me tell you, Pete's pedo cock is straight up a raging rape cock, and I love it. Who knew this Hollywood funny man was such a kitty rapist? And he doesn't even want adult women anymore. Listen, dude, I don't blame you. Now, we found leaked photos of newly married George Clooney and his infant baby girl bride at their wedding. Clooney was rumored to have divorced his wife of many years just to marry this precious little infant girl. And we are finding more and more of big Hollywood actors purchasing infants to marry and own. And I guess it makes sense to have a baby girl that is legally bound to you and your cock. I mean, I don't blame you guys. George and his kitty bride are honeymooning on Elon's elusive child rape island. The imagination runs wild. Thinking about how this handsome man is spending his honeymoon with this little girl. George Clooney, all I'm saying right now, listen to me, please, please leak your honeymoon sex tape. The world needs to see your fine ass fucking of infant. I'm just saying. And you guys know the infant child porn. Huh. It's a weakness of mine. I mean, who doesn't love seeing those little baby girls' mouths suckling on cocks? Okay, I'm done. Back to news. The last story I have for you is this. We are hearing rumors from reliable sources that Quentin Tarantino is not only impregnating hundreds of young teens around Hollywood, but he also has some very interesting niche fetishes. We got word that this movie director takes certain impregnated teens that he feels drawn to and waits until the third trimester to perform an abortion and rapes the baby fetuses for his own pleasure. Fuck. One teen mom emailed us detailing how obsessed he was with her feet before he brutally raped her and then worshipped her feet more. She also reported that he collects virginal hymen blood in vials and masturbates with the liquid later. Holy fuck, that is so hot, isn't it? See, here's even more reason. This right here is my all-time favorite Hollywood director. What a fucking pedo stud. Jesus. And don't forget about the story of Julia Butters being demanded by Tarantino to suck off every male crew member and actor on the set of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I mean, like every single day. I heard that she is now the nastiest cock slut thanks to Tarantino. Now, thanks for tuning in to today's Hollywood Gossip on TMZ. And don't forget to tune in and to a word from our sponsors, because today's episode was brought to you by Are you a single adult? A couple that can't have your own kids? Contact Sexy Kitty Adoption, an adoption service that has filtered out trash kids and will provide you with a hot, sexy child for you to own, keep, and fuck forever. Or at least until they're too old to be hot anymore. Kitty Bimbo Plastic Surgery Group is your number one trusted team of plastic surgeons that can turn your little girl into the raunchiest, most plastic bimbo kitty slut. Our team specializes in child breast enhancements, child ass enhancements, and lip plumping, and also rib removal for itty bitty waist development. Our kitty bimbos are featured in all of the major porn productions on the web, and as you can see, our doctors do better than God. Madam B's Dollhouse is having its annual doll blowout sale. The older dolls need to be cycled out. New dolls arrive internationally. 2-for-1 price for the older dolls snuffing in the dollhouse dungeon. Help Madam B clean house by snuffing these used up kitty whores. New dolls are arriving from overseas, so claim your spot with a new doll. Use those fresh holes before thousands of other men rape those kitty holes. Daddy Dick Juice is the only one of its kind. Want your child to gobble up your cum like it's sugary fruit juice? Take a daily supplement of Daddy Dick Juice and your cum will taste so sweet. Kids will beg for it willingly. Available in a wide variety of flavors and actually increasing your cum load amount. FDA approved and safe. Join thousands of happy men and kids.